I'd like to just briefly address the fallacy that selling a home in the winter is a bad time and you should always wait till spring or summer. Back to, it's always about supply and demand. It's how many sellers are available to buyers. In fact, in the winter time, I equate the quality of a buyer to the following illustration. There's a man in a jewelry store. It's his wife's birthday tomorrow. He announces that to the salesperson. Ah, I got to get my wife a present. Tomorrow's her birthday. What do you think the probability that he's going to buy? He's in a jewelry store. It's 7 o'clock p.m. Her birthday is tomorrow. The salesperson, it's a high probability, and they know this. That's the quality of buyer. When the weather is cold out for your part of the country and nobody wants to be outside looking at properties of what you perceive, while the quantity of buyers is lower, the quality of buyers is really high. And your competitor said, I'm not going to sell during the holidays. We're going to come back on the market in the spring. And I've been doing this since 1985, and I've heard that 1,000 times. And people are making a decision almost in a vacuum that there's a perception that you don't sell certain times of the year. And I'll say this, there are times you don't sell, and that's when the supply of sellers far exceeds the supply of buyers. But imagine it's November 1st, and you're thinking, I'm just going to wait till next year. Nobody's going to buy around this time of year, and because Thanksgiving's coming up, etc. And you take a look at this is a true story. We had somebody moving to Phoenix, and they'd been in the market with a different company for 362 days. And we met with the seller, shared with them that they were literally in a one-to-one ratio, one seller to one buyer. And the realtor that had told them the house was around $900,000, the realtor had told them that there's no buyers in the marketplace. We showed them the evidence report, and it showed that there was a one-to-one ratio, and there was over 40% of properties selling in under 21 days, and the success rate in the area was also, you know, in that 70% range. The criteria we look for you know, good quadrants to sell, help buy and sell in. So long story short, when people think the time of year has a lot to do with it, it has so much to do with market momentum, and so easy for you to obtain that data. Just ask a realtor friend you know. Again, the person who introduced you to us, you know, would have the methodology where we can give you the data. But make your decision informed. All right. Thanks for listening.